T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roundtable Tuesday on the PM team. Chris Muller, Arthur Motes, Andrew Filippone is back in action tomorrow. In about 40 minutes, Pierre Maguire, NHL and NBC Sports. The officials have taken center stage yet again in the Stanley Cup playoffs, which is both commonplace and not good. We'll ask Pierre about that and a whole host of other things hockey related as well. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Your fan headline, by the way, Carl Nassib, Penn State's own, now with the Raiders. First openly gay active NFL player. That came out yesterday in the news. Nassib announcing it on Instagram. Reaction seems largely positive to that story, and almost it got lost like on a Monday news dump with the NCAA getting crushed by the Supreme Court. And a bunch of other stories coming down the pike. That thing just was there. More on that story and others at 93.7thefan.com. Jim Bowden, who's been a GM in Major League Baseball, Arthur, was actually, when he was named GM for the first time, I want to say in 1992, he became the youngest in baseball history at that point. He was also a Pirates front office man before that. He cut his teeth in large measure with the Pirates. Mm-hmm. Writing for The Athletic a couple days ago, proposed the following trade. And this was all trades designed to help the hated Atlanta Braves, who, if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, you probably still bear the scars of what's happened 29 and 30 years ago with that team. Braves are languishing a little bit. He suggested the following trade. Richard Rodriguez and Brian Reynolds for, I'll just name the players and tell you where they rank in Atlanta's system.
Okay.
Drew Waters, an outfielder, their number two prospect, according to MLB.com. Jaceel De La Cruz, a right-handed pitcher, eighth in their system. Trey Harris, 13th ranked in their system, an outfielder. 24th ranked, Logan Brown, a catcher. And a guy named Kyle Wright, who's already in the majors and isn't very good, a pitcher.
He said it isn't very good.
Bowden says about this deal, and this is after in breaking down the particulars here, saying that in his opinion, Reynolds should be the starting center fielder in the All-Star game.
Okay.
In his opinion, he said, if I'm the Pirates, I make that deal so fast your head would spin. Although the Braves would win this trade in the short term, I think the Pirates would be huge winners in the long term. And it's not that I don't like Reynolds. I have him starting in center in the All-Star game. He leads all NL center fielders in hits and plays good defense. However, I think a package of Waters, De La Cruz, and Wright is fair for both sides. The Pirates would control Waters through at least 2027. Change of scenery could help Wright, who is the blah guy there. And only a matter of time before De La Cruz channels his raw stuff and could develop into a big-time arm at the back of a bullpen. What do you say about trading, I think, pretty much consensus, the second-best player on the team
Correct.
And the closer now and not waiting?
Right.
See, this is the thing that gets me. You've got a trade deadline that's a month plus away,
I feel like
and you're saying,
too soon. Way too soon. Right now, these guys are both building up their market, right? Building up their trade market. Rich Rod, he's shown that he's not a great closer, but he's still a good. He's formidable. And I actually like the guy. I like him a lot in terms of his game. And
I like
Reynolds,
his game, but I'm worried about the sticky stuff because I think
true.
A lot of people might have been using it. Don't you wonder about that, Craig, with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball that nobody can touch?
I move every pitcher with value right now before they get exposed for having used that stuff.
Yeah. Well, not Jacob DeGrom. He got the full TSA pat-down yesterday and did fine.
The Pirates don't have a Jacob DeGrom.
Anyway. So, no, you like Richard Rodriguez. The thing for me is, I think, and Craig, I just want to keep you in on this one
yes,
for a minute.
Absolutely.
Trading Rich Rod is something everybody knows they're going to do eventually.
Correct.
He is not seen as being here long term.
Correct.
And there's no reason for him to be. Reynolds, I think, is a different ball of wax, though, if you're a Pirates fan, because I do think that there is a school of thought out there and a pretty closely held one by a lot of people that is a player that is a piece for the future.
He's young. He's 26 years old. Like you talked about, what he's able to do from a hitting standpoint.
He's been really good this year.
Absolutely.
He's shown that he's the real deal after he was terrible last year after a good rookie year. And I think he's shown he's much more the real deal than not.
And the thing that's funny to me is this, hearing the comments about the article and basically saying that we think a change of scenery could help this guy. We think that he can develop.
Yeah.
My thing is, isn't that what we were saying with Brian when he was able to develop now and we're able to actually see him start to produce and look well? It's like, why would you want to reset that process on a guy who's 26 years old and is starting to come into his own right now? To me, I'm not a fan of that move right now. I feel like you still could wait. If you wanted to move him down the line, cool, but I still feel like it's too early for that.
Craig?
So with Reynolds, I think they probably want to sign him. They talked to him before last year, but the problem is he is 26. He's not a free agent until 2026. So that's 5 more years from now. His first bite at free agency.
They're going to get the best of Brian Reynolds.
No question.
But if you're him, if you're going to sign a deal, the Pirates are going to want a couple years of free agency to give you guaranteed money through arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to take him into maybe 33 would be his first chance at free agency. Arthur is a guy who's gone through free agency. Is he going to want to take his first bite at that apple at 33?
Not at all.
That's my – From the Pirates' perspective, do it. From Brian Reynolds' perspective,
but if you're
don't.
The Pirates, how do you make that happen, though? How do you bridge that gap?
You got to overpay. You got to overpay him. Guaranteed.
And herein lies the problem, right? Because we know what history has shown here with the Pirates in terms of how they typically do those things. So that's the disconnect once again. And it's like, this is why people get frustrated. This is why we get upset. Because if you move this guy because you don't want to have to overpay, because you know he's going to want to get overpaid, and he deserves it if you're going to take free agency away from him, the team should be able to back that and say, well, you know what? We're going to invest in you. And that's how you get the fan base to say, well, hey, they actually do care about winning. They actually do want to get more people in the stands. That's how you would make that happen. But if you go the opposite and you make this move solely because you're worried about having to overpay, well, then you continue to lose interest. You continue to make people second guess if you're truly trying to be competitive.
I think to make a team really good, you have to make difficult moves. I would do this deal the way it's constructed, because you're getting Atlanta's second best prospect in their system. That's a system that's produced a lot of talent over the years. Yeah. You're also getting guys that maybe do need a genuine change of scenery. Trading or not trading Brian Reynolds, in my opinion, is a litmus test, or it's a Rorschach test. How do you see this ink blot that says Pirates? What do you see? I don't see a contender soon enough.
Okay.
For me to say that Brian Reynolds needs to stay here. And so against that backdrop, if I'm getting a deal that a guy like Jim Bowden, who's a talent evaluator, who's been in the cauldron having to make these deals, if he says that's a good move, then that's a move I'm okay with, because I don't think with Brian Reynolds this team is contending before 2024.
So my question to you is this. We've seen Brian Reynolds start to develop. We haven't seen the other gentleman do that just yet. You trade Brian Reynolds.
Oh, I'm trading for potential. Yeah.
He continues developing.
It's a risk.
Now we're going to be sitting here saying the same thing that we say every year where we move a guy and we're like, oh, well, that's our pitcher. Oh, that's our center field. Oh, that's our hitter right here.
Here's the difference. They threw in Austin Meadows and Shane Baz, and they couldn't make Tyler Glasnow work. They were trading guys at lower value and then throwing in pieces. That was the previous regime, too, to be fair. I want to take a chance on trading a guy at high value and getting maybe a higher value, higher upside player in return. And it's a commentary on where I think they stand on
so
their
then,
sort of
that
path
means you,
to contention.
Then you really do believe that those guys down the line will develop like that?
I don't believe it. I am willing to take – hold on. I don't believe it or not believe it, because possibly know.
So but I thought you said you just didn't believe it.
No.
Okay.
I'm willing to take the risk that they will, coming from an organization where they've been flush with talent. Because I just don't think the future here with Brian Reynolds is bright enough in the next couple years to justify keeping him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.